So I'm here with Amanda Rinneker, the 2016 Fair Queen. So Amanda, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
I'm from Winthrop, Iowa, a really small town of only about 800 people in northwest Iowa in Buchanan County.
Wow, okay. So what college do you attend? I know that you are in college. What college and what year are you?
I will be a second year at Wofford College in Waverly.
Wow, awesome. So do you like it? Is that a big college, little college for people who haven't heard of it?
It's actually a really small college. I only have about 400 in my grade, but it's a lot bigger than my high school was. I graduated with 32, so it works out really well for me.
All right, so what are you studying there?
I'm a neuroscience major, and then I have a minor in biology and leadership as well.
So what was the process of becoming Fair Queen?
So to become Fair Queen, you have to win your County Queen contest. So there was 8 girls in my County Queen contest, and I won that. It was just one night of interviews and a dinner. And then 103 of us girls, because some counties have 2 fairs, came to the state fair, and we had a 5-day process of interviews, individual and group, and workshops, and other events as well.
So what are some of the qualifications? I know, did you have to be a queen in a county fair, or?
Yes, you have to win your county fair to make it to the state fair. And then other than that, they just kind of look over your resume and what you've done so far, like in your community, 4-H, FFA, etc.
So are you in FFA or anything like that?
Yes, I grew up with 4-H and FFA being huge parts of my life. I used to show animals and do projects at the fair. That was also our FFA president, Eddie Buchanan.
So what kind of animals did you show growing up?
I showed beef and meat goats.
So what does being the Fair Queen mean to you? What kind of opportunity has this been?
It's been so unreal. It's kind of just living like a little fairy tale. Last week at the fair, we got to go to all the cool events, and I got to meet so many people from across the state of Iowa, which was really cool to make connections with so many different people. And then next summer, I'll get to visit as many county fairs as possible and do some other events as well.
That's really cool. That's awesome that you get to meet a lot of cool people.
Yeah.
So what are some of your responsibilities throughout the year?
Really just attending the county fairs, and there's a couple conventions and also the corn dog kickoff. So just trying to make as many appearances as possible.
So what are some of the benefits? I know that you've kind of went through a lot of work and a lot of interviewing and conventions and all kinds of different things and filling out resumes. So what are the benefits to becoming the 2016 Fair Queen?
You get a lot of benefits from becoming the Fair Queen. You get a really nice scholarship, also a gift card to the mall to buy all the outfits you're going to need for the year. You get the crown and the sash and also a bouquet of flowers. But I think the greatest benefit is just getting to meet people and having this great experience.
That is so awesome. So what is your favorite part of the Iowa State Fair, other than being the Fair Queen, because I know that has to be your favorite part. What is your favorite part about attending the Iowa State Fair?
I think one of my favorite parts of this year was being able to try so many different foods. Being there for a week, we were able to try a lot of different food, and I think the food is definitely one of the things that makes the state fair so great.
Well, that was Amanda Rinneker, the 2016 Fair Queen. Thank you so much for sharing a little bit of your time with us.
Thank you.